The following program is meant for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions of the host and the callers are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WBNJ or WWN Educational Radio Corporation. Consult your mechanic before trying any advice given by the Twin Cams, Sal and Frank Santola on Riptide Rollers.
And now get ready for WBNJ's Riptide Rollers with twin brothers and automotive professionals, Sal and Frank Santola. The automotive call-in show that naturally begs the question,
what were you thinking calling these guys for help?
Sal and Frank are the Twin Cams, intake and exhaust, ready to help you and your car troubles. Riptide Rollers is on the air.
Welcome, everyone, back to Riptide Rollers. Sal and Frank Santola
Hello,
here.
Hello, one and all.
Twin Cams, intake and exhaust, coming at you for another exciting Riptide Rollers automotive show.
If you were told to listen in, that's what this is. It's an automotive show, and we call ourselves the Twin Cams, intake and exhaust. And we have this whole Riptide family going. I call it fellow Riptiders. And especially if you guys go on Facebook, and that's how I affectionately refer to everybody.
It's funny, I talk to some people that say, I listen to you guys, but it's not really for the technical aspect. He goes, I like when you horse around, so I listen to all that other stuff.
We try to keep it light.
Yeah, we do. It's funny, listening for the entertainment value.
I always say, I try not to explain to people how an oxygen sensor works.
Yeah.
Right. So
I know you're trying not to get too technical.
Right. Exactly.
We are here once again with our executive producer, Bill Clanton Jr. Say hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
And how's it going, Bill?
Things are good. Things are good in the automotive world, you know. Yeah.
So we'll do a little contact information here.
Yeah.
Our email is thetwincams@comcast.net. Our phone number is 732-428-4482. And we were just mentioning, like us, please, on Facebook. And join our Riptide friends.
Facebook site.
All those Riptiders out there.
And we have all those pictures of all those classic television cars. I don't know if we're, like, actually running out. Do we, like, complete the list of television cars?
Never.
No, never. What a list we've got going, though, right?
It's like the patent office. They closed, maybe 1890 or something like that.
Everything that was going to be invented has been invented.
Right. I think that was the turn of the century.
Like
1900 or something.
It was
like
right
that.
There.
It was around there, yeah.
Close the patent. I could always go.
But there's always going to be a TV car of sorts.
Always going to be a TV car
right. So we have a caller that was waiting for us that we want to talk to. John, you there?
Yes, I am.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, John.
John Anello. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you have Auto Tech on Wheels. Now, you are the first person that we've ever had on our program that is a mobile tech guy. We've had other people join us on the show who have different shops and whatnot, but you're the first with something like that.
First indeed.
And interestingly enough, you claim to be the first person to ever do this.
This is going back to 1991 when I started.
Uh-huh.
The idea of a mobile tech wasn't invented at that time.
Yeah.
There were plenty of mobile mechanics when I first started out. There's even a guy called Have Wrench from Travel. And he would go and do repairs at people's homes.
He's actually fixing it. Right.
He would actually go out there and fix cars for the homeowner. He had his own equipped shop on board. But at that time, I was working for a dealership from 1985 through 1990. And as cars were being introduced with new fuel injection systems, computer systems, don't forget, the computer systems probably evolved, I would say, 80 and a half on GM, 83 on Chrysler. So as they were building in, I would get these calls from friends that knew I worked at a dealership. And they would say, John, give me a hand on this car. Give me some advice on this car. So I was like a go-to guy that they knew. I was working with a dealership. They were sending me to school. And I was like the tech on the rise.
Right.
But, I was there for 7 years. And I just had this idea. What if I just went to the shops?
Right.
And then had problems with these cars, and I could help them there. Now, keep in mind, I was only doing GM cars.
GM, right.
So I started out as a mobile GM tech guy, per se, slash mechanic. So I had to fill in the voids because there wasn't a lot of tech work. So I was doing repairs, too, on the road. Doing brakes, shocks, whatever I could do to survive on the road. And, you know, weather, you know, when the weather was nice, it was. I had a garage. But what was interesting is the computer and the tech learner just kept increasing
yes.
the calls.
Yes, right.
And it just got to the point where, over time, I had to drop the regular home customer and concentrate more on garages. Because at that time, I thought I had 10 garages. Then I had 50 garages. And then today, I have like 1,200 repair shops.
Wow.
That I have calls for.
That's incredible.
And I handle probably 40, 50 calls a day.
Yeah. Do you cover New Jersey, pretty much the whole state, or do you confine to a certain area of the state?
I have to confine to certain areas. The business only works in a confined area. So I actually work as far down as Edison.
Okay.
As far up as Nanuet, New York.
Oh, okay.
Up to Hellburn, New York, Franklin Lakes, coming down the pipeline product towards Parsippany. That whole, it's like a, pretty much like a rectangle.
Okay.
From north to south and out of it. But I can't go too far west. I even do like Bayonne, Jersey City, Staten Island.
Right.
But the thing is, if there's a problem where you diagnose the car of a person, you have to get back there the next day. You can't say, well, I don't come in that area this time. I do a constant circle all day long. So I start at one point, go high, and come back down the other way. So they're always guaranteed I'm going to come back the next day. It's just a technicality.
Right. So it's basically central Jersey on north all the way to New York that you cover. It's a big area.
Right,
wow.
Right at the edge of the area. It's a huge area. And, you know, I'm not even touching like part of those shops. There's many, many shops in New Jersey. Many. I mean,
yeah.
If you do the math, there's probably, last time I checked, there's like close to 3.9 million cars in New Jersey, 2.6 million trucks. These are registered vehicles.
Yeah.
And 9 million people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of vehicles for one dude to be doing.
That's why you can't get anywhere anymore. The traffic. Yeah.
And you know what? Years ago when I started out, you only had an engine computer, an ABS computer. That evolved was the airbag computer. Now, today's cars, we're looking at 2019. These cars have 60 computers on board.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Oh, yeah.
I just apply what I know with one computer strategically to tackle these other computers.
Right. Right, I'd imagine the technology is pretty broad.
I mean, you know what? If you baseline yourself on how computers work in cars, you can apply it to every system. As overwhelming as it seems, you can simplify for what you know is the base foundation. And that's what guys forget. They get too overwhelmed.
So you started out with GMs, and now you've expanded to just about any car. If I understand.
I mean, I did it in progress. I did domestic first.
Right.
Then I moved into European, and then I moved into Asian cars.
Right.
Now, today, I do all the cars, but now my new challenge, I have a new challenge now. But there's you know what? I like the business because it's constantly challenging me. I don't have time to go to school for every single year make model. It's just not going to happen. So you're crash coursing vehicles as you approach them. So I always tell guys, listen, you go in. It's like fighting a war. You lose the battle, you retreat, regroup, and you go back in to finish the war. It's a constant war.
Yep.
But you have to win by winning battles one at a time.
Right, and it's
and
changing constantly, like you say. Incredible. See, now for our listeners out there, if anyone's having a problem with their car, they could always contact John. We'll give you the info. They could contact Riptide Rollers. You know, you'd have to bring your car to a shop that John would be, you know, visiting, but I'm sure we could work it out. John, what's your, you know, we have your card here. We could read out your contact info just so people could take this down.
Yeah, I mean, I can give my phone number out.
Yeah.
It's 973-650-7621.
Yep, and it's...
You know, and I field questions all day long from a lot of my shops where I give them a little guidance. I mean, you know, I do support them, so it's an extension of my service just if they're making the wrong decision on where they're going down the road. And then if they need me, I go out there with the big equipment. So I have every factory scantle on board, which there's no way any shop could afford all those tools. You're looking probably close to $30,000 just in subscriptions to run all these tools. There's like 14, 15 major scantles to all manufacturers.
So, John, where do you keep your van, and do you lock it up at night?
It's locked down to a commercial alarm system. Yeah. I never leave sight of my truck. Never leave sight of it. And I even have on board an 8-tray scope. I have an 8-tray oscilloscope on board my truck when things get heated up.
Wow.
So it's, and I also write articles. So I write articles for ABRN magazine and Motor Age magazine. I enjoy to tell stories of what I'm doing on cars. It's kind of like a sharing of my my fights and battles on the cars. So hopefully people can learn from them.
Yeah. So just so the listeners know, again, that or if you're just tuning in, that John is really, truly an expert in computer diagnostic and repair on cars and trucks, even to the point where some shops cannot get their head around what the problem is, or they don't have the equipment to take care of it, to program a computer, to flash a computer, to even sort out what the trouble is that the vehicle is having. So it's a very, very specialized field, but anybody out there who's been at wit's end and frustrated because they can't seem to get their car fixed by any of the shops, they might want to consider reaching out to John, or you can reach out to Riptide Rollers. We'll put you in touch with John. And I am certain you'll be able to figure out your trouble.
I just want to put out one other thing out there.
Sure.
My greatest challenge right now that I have my business, greatest, is this whole driverless car thing.
Yeah.
Where in the next 5 years, they won't have driverless cars. So I am now learning as I go about camera systems, radar systems, 360 camera, forward-facing cameras in the windshield. It is just never-ending learning curve. But you know what? I expect to have a lot of losses because they say that without failure, you're never going to be successful. So I went into it knowing I'm going to have a lot of failure because I want to learn it. I can't go to school session, but that's the new challenge now for the automotive industry is cars with radar and camera systems.
Yep.
Hands down.
Yeah.
So just bring that one out. Maybe we can do a talk on that later down the road and I get all my experience in on that field.
Boy, it's almost nerve-wracking
driverless
to think about.
Cars.
Yep.
Right.
Like, we need a car to drive by itself. Do we really need that? I don't know.
I don't know. Boy, there's so many questions that...
You call Uber in the future and the car pulls up and there's no driver, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Unbelievable. But we're the most densely populated states. I don't know how it's going to work in New Jersey.
And I guess I could see it happening, but I suspect it's going to be... going to take a lot longer. I mean, people think it's going to be just the next few years, and I seriously doubt that. There's going to be a lot of issues and obstacles to overcome.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's excellent. The name of the company is Auto Tech on Wheels, and I just wanted to enlighten people that there are people like you out there. I mean, obviously, we're trying to obviously promote you and help you out here, but. People that may be going to a shop that you don't obviously work with, and if their mechanic is having trouble, that might not be such a bad suggestion. Say, hey, I understand that there's these mobile guys now, these diagnostic guys, and, before the mechanic sends you off to the dealer, he might be able to solicit the service of somebody just like you. So, again...
Yeah. That's very, very good service.
John Anello, and it's autotechonwheels.com. So I guess he could reach you that way, too. And excellent.
Yeah, I like it.
Been at this for a long time, and I think you certainly have a passion for it. You're gonna be around here for a while doing this.
Oh, yeah.
28 years.
Yeah.
28 years doing it.
Let me ask you, what's the point gap on a 72 Chevy Impala with 350 engine?
Back in the day, because I've been working on cars for a very long time. We used to use a matchbook cover.
Yeah, right.
We took off a matchbook cover, stick it in there, and we're good to go. And then we used to use a matchbook cover because when they got rid of points, they went into reluctant wheels, you know, with magnetic sensors.
Right.
And we used to use the matchbook cover to set that thing.
Right.
We
got
a guaranteed air gap of 20 thousandths.
Yep.
Or 17 thousandths.
Yep.
You know, unless you want to use a brass cage, because they have to use the brass cage too on that back then, the fuel gauges. I don't think the young guys say even know what a fuel gauge is.
How much fuel
you have on something?
Yeah, right. You gauge it.
My question to guys when they come out of the tech schools, this is always a good one. I ask them to explain to me the four-stroke principle. So, okay, I'm not asking them to do a hands-on thing. I just ask them, explain to me the four-stroke principle. They can't even do that.
Right.
And the parents help them.
I'm afraid to tell you. I was talking with an older mechanic. We were talking about kingpins in front of this young mechanic.
Right.
And he didn't realize that kingpins were kind of like the start before the ball joints really hit in.
Right.
The old I-beam frames. And he goes, kingpin, was it like a drug lord?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, really?
That's great. That's great.
You know, it is amazing some of these younger guys that don't know the four-stroke principle but can bolt on a turbocharger, you know, kit to a car and, you know.
Yeah.
How does that work? Guys, I really appreciate you allowing me to come on to your show. That means a lot to me.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed having you.
Yep. And good luck to you,
again,
too.
Folks, it's Auto Tech on Wheels, John Anello, and we wish you luck, and you'll certainly be hearing from us. So
absolutely,
thank you very, very much.
We'll certainly be
thank
able
you,
to.
John.
Yeah, we'll spread the word. Very good.
Have a great night and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye bye. That was enlightening, I'll tell you. And again, I want to emphasize to people that there's guys like John out there. And again, when your mechanic is stuck and he can't get, you know.
He says he doesn't have the equipment.
He doesn't have the
computer equipment.
And he's ready to send you off to the dealer.
Right.
A lot of these mobile guys may not want to come to your home.
Right, but they would certainly come. Shop.
Right. And it would be as simple as you, the customer, looking online and finding a guy who is a mobile tech guy now or suggesting it to your mechanic, and he could certainly... call the individual, and it may certainly help you from having to, again, go to the dealer or something like this and be at their mercy just because, again, maybe the mechanic didn't have the necessary equipment to program a particular computer or module or something like this.
Yeah, I don't know if there's
a lot of that now.
Cars that John can't do, you know, that's very impressive.
Yeah, just about anything, right, just about any module or computer goes in a car now, and it's been the case for many years, has to be programmed.
And he's, he's eager to learn about, fully electric cars, autonomous vehicles, everything, you know. He's throwing himself in 100%, so that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so take a little break and...
How are we doing on our time? I'm just checking with Bill here.
Well, if we take a break, it'd be a very short break, and then we'll come back for a very short goodbye.
We'll do that.
Well,
then.
Maybe there won't be time for one of Sal's bad jokes.
You know, there's always time for
there's
that.
There's always. It's like Jell-O. Right. There's always room for it.
All right, we'll be right back then.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-729-1241. 800-729-1241. 800-729-1241. That's 800-729-1241.
We are back.
We are back.
And we were talking about Auto Tech on Wheels. It's a business owned by John Anello.
And he and there are a lot of other guys out there now doing this tech diagnostics on the cars and trucks. And they are mobile people who are covering large areas, visiting a lot of shops. And
the message to everyone listening out there is fear not.
The service is out there.
Fear not when you think you're up against a wall and you're ready to trash the car because
we've had a guy
on top of a problem.
Matter of fact, Doug comes out and programs the cars when you have ignition lock problems and keys and whatnot. And And this was yesterday's like locksmith, and now they're coming out with equipment that they can do this kind of
programming keys.
And even these individuals can sometimes do some programming on different things that you would have normally had gone to the dealer for or something in the past. So don't lose sight of that. And on that note, I think we're near the end of our show here.
Everybody has some contact info here. Our email is thetwincams@comcast.net. Our phone number is 732-428-4482. And we are on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. And
that
I had
wraps
one question.
Up another
I just had one quick question. Why do cow milking stools only have three legs?
Why do cow milking stools only have three legs?
Because the cow's got the udder.
The cow's got the udder.
You notice that Sal laughs the most out of anybody on his own jokes.
Thing is, I started laughing before he even gave the punchline.
Because you know it's going to be stupid.
Oh, it was awful.
Why didn't the astronaut come home to his wife?
I don't know. Why didn't he
come? Needed his space.
He needed his space.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See, there was time for that. Bill, make sure you don't cut me out of that.
I got one. Why is our caller board going black?
All right, folks. Everybody, go out there and make it a good one. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Riptide Rollers.
Until we meet again,
have yourselves a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye now. Bye.
You've been listening to WBNJ's Riptide Rollers Automotive Show with Twin Cams, Intake, and Exhaust. If you have a question or a comment to the Twin Cams, visit their website, RiptideRollers.com. Riptide Rollers is hosted and produced by Sal and Frank Santola. Executive producer for WBNJ is Bill Clanton Jr. I'm your announcer, Trip Rogers. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for Riptide Rollers, on air at 91.9 WBNJ and online at WBNJ.org. The preceding program was meant for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions of the host and callers are not necessarily that of the staff and management of WBNJ or WWN Educational Radio Corporation. Consult your mechanic before trying any advice given by the Twin Cams, Sal and Frank Santola on Riptide Rollers.